Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. His ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Wibben. He's the author of a brand new book I'm excited about called Future Marketing, Winning in the Prosumer Age. John, and of course, he's the author of Content is Currency, a book that we told you about a while back. John, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. Tell us how we can find you and the book, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me at futuremarketingbook.com. Got lots of freebies there and lots of information about the book, and love to interact with folks there.
So check it out, folks. Hey, John, you were going to tell us about how to connect, how to interact with a prosumer, and I want you to weave in the point that I've been making is what's driving, to me, what's driving the customer, the prosumer, the user, what's driving them is a combination of technology, which has become one of their expectations. Mm-hmm. They expect certain technology, but then the technology is helping them to require more expectations. So it's like a compounding effect of expectations. Weave that into your story about how to work with the prosumer.
Yeah, so I think that's a really good point, Jim. And what I usually talk about at this point is a new marketing construct to appeal to these folks. And when I'm calling it EP squared, we had the four P's of marketing, you know, product, mm-hmm. price, place, promotion. Now I'm coming up with something else. It's called EP squared. It's engagement, experiences, personalization, and passion. Those four areas, they each focus on that relationship with
Say those again slower.
Yeah, engagement.
Because folks, hang on, folks. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. So engagement. That's how we actually connect with them, in what form. Experiences. So creating an experience for your customers, not so much a product or service anymore, but an experience.
Right.
Third is personalization. So really tying it to them personally, and you know, customizing the experience or the service. And then fourth is passion. So connecting with the passion that you have for your products and services in your company, that's what they're expecting of you. You talk about expectations. They expect you to have passion and authenticity for what you do. And if you don't have that, they will flee from you. They will not work with you. And I'm talking about the millennials and Generation Z, right? They want to know.
Well, I'm going to push back on them now. I'm going to push back mm-hmm. on you. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. But why is it when they're working for you, they don't have that passion sometimes? Why is it that when they hand me my change, why is it they don't look me in the eye? Why is it they don't, or when I say something, when I bring them a problem or something, that I, like an exchange or something, and they say no problem, which obviously there is a problem, right?
So, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
My point is, how do they, I'm gonna act like a really old fogey on behalf of the old fogies out there. Where do they get off expecting things from me that they won't give us? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I would say it's the 80-20 rule there is that, you know, some of them have that capacity. A lot of them don't, right? And I would also say that in some certain cases, it's maybe a maturity issue with the individual, right?
Or training. Some of it's training.
And some of it's, quite frankly, you know, us not understanding them or appreciating them as much as mm-hmm. we should. And you see that a lot. And that's, you know, that's common in generations because we're all different. But we really need to sit down and look at what are they bringing to the table. And appreciate who they are. And yes, mm-hmm. they are different, but we need to appreciate those differences, I think. That's a big one.
So, all right, go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah, so with this this new marketing construct, it really is the new way to market to these folks. And I think that the biggest missing piece of that really is the passion connecting with that, whatever you know, they care about and you care about. And they big part of that is the authenticity thing, right? You're being genuine about what you're doing. And if you're being phony or you're just in for the sale, the quick sell,
right.
they're not going to want to work with you, right? So it's about relationships.
So the prosumer is looking for relationships, not transactions.
Yeah, and they're looking for, and when we say relationship, we're talking about a true, genuine relationship where you care about them and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be the loyal customers, right? If you transact with folks in that environment, that's going to be a loyal customer.
So a prosumer places a high value on values, put an S on that word, and mm-hmm. trust.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Trust is a big part of it, for sure.
All right, keep going. You're doing good.
Yeah, so in my book, I talk about, you know, how marketing is going to change in the next 10, 13 years, right? So I talk about the marketing practice specifically and how we're going to be marketing our businesses and by 2021 and then 2030 is how I break it up in the book. And just in the short term, I would say that there's a couple really interesting things that we need to look at. Number one is virtual reality. Okay, virtual reality is new technology. It's really coming on strong. So, you know, folks need to look at that and see how they can connect with their customers using virtual reality.
What about AI?
Yeah, AI, absolutely, artificial intelligence. So AI is really, what we're seeing there is, you know, a lot of folks are kind of scared of it. They're a little trepidatious. But AI really is enabling us to have help with the things that we don't want to do anymore. So the drudgery-type tasks, you know, email. So that's where AI is going to come in, right, helping us respond to email and respond to the customer. So AI is actually a really good thing because it helps us get our job done quicker, easier, more efficiently.
Right.
So, yeah, AI will be very much in the mainstream by 2021.
Right.
But I talk about a lot of different things that are coming online and the fact that marketing will change significantly in the next 13 years.
Absolutely. So I need a website again, please, John.
Yeah, it's futuremarketingbook.com.
And John's last name is Weubben. Pronounce it Wibben, right, John?
Correct.
And so can I twist your arm and
sure.
get you to tell us about this new marketing app you've been working on? The next segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
You sure you wouldn't mind if I talk about something, your baby? You wouldn't mind that?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, all right. We're going to do that. I think you're going to like it, folks. I'm not sure we've seen anything like this before. Tintail, right back with John Wibben. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.